don't think I actually believe that it might be true until I heard Matt Damon say this.
I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
I was like, wait a minute. If Matt Damon is saying that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez might be getting back together and he thinks that it would be awesome if it was true, I'm like, maybe this is real. Even though I saw the pictures of them on vacation in Montana.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like J-Lo is just, you know, she's swooping in. Little, you know, girl time where she feels like she's getting, you know, kind of propped up by an old guy. I know Ben Affleck's still got a thing for her. I mean, why wouldn't he? Of course he does. But I don't think that this is long for her. I think that he'll go on pining for her, but I don't think it's long for her. I don't know.
It's one of those things where it's like the story of 2021 that nobody saw coming.
Right.
You know, it's like after they made that terrible movie, Gigli, I'm like, this is it. It's like there's no turning back.
This.
No one.
Nobody survived. I mean, Al Pacino had to go into hiding for like 2-3 years after that.
Oh, man. But like when you get back with an ex, you're really rolling the dice on what's going to happen in that situation. I have always had a hard rule, Raven.
Yeah.
Is that if I broke up with you, we broke up, I ain't never turning back because there's reasons.
I got to tell you, I prefer the relationships actually when you break up and you actually never see that person again. I've had a couple of those in my life where you don't know if that person's alive or dead later on in life.
And that's how you like it.
And that's actually how I like it. It tends to be easier in some ways. Yeah, I don't know. When you get back together, in my experience with an ex, it's going to be hot and heavy for the first few days, maybe a week or whatever. Then you're going to run right into the same problems you had before. That honeymoon period is over even quicker the second time.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Did you ever get back with an ex? What happened? Did you actually get back? What happened?
So, I mean, there's been a couple times where I did, you know, when I was younger, whether it be, you know, high school or after high school or whatever. And again, the same arguments come up. I did have a serious relationship with a girl that I lived with. And then we, you know, broke up. We moved out or whatever. Year or two later, she reached out. I was like, sure, come on by. I was working a DJ gig. She came by or whatever. And same old thing. Like, we were hanging out for a minute, and then she just put the same hang-ups around me, right? Like, maybe I'll talk to you when you're not working. Maybe I'll talk to you. Like, you know my life. I'm always working. Yeah. It's the same as it was when we broke up before.
That's why I have this thing where it's like, if you had the issues the first time.
That's right.
But one of my best girlfriends in the whole world, Stephanie, I'll never forget it. It's like, I actually introduced her to the guy, right? And they started dating, and they dated for a long time, a couple years, and then they broke up. And they broke up for, like, I would say at least 3 years. And they got back together, and they've been happily married for at least 10 years. They've got two kids.
What do you think it was that tore apart Jennifer and Ben Affleck the first time?
The movie, probably. No, I don't know.
Well, if that was the case, then that is something you could get over.
Well, it makes you wonder, like, what... Is there certain times when you get back with an ex because something big didn't happen? Like, if somebody cheated on you, I feel like you have a hard time going back to that because that sting is always going to be there.
Sure, sure. But if you don't have closure in other aspects of your relationship, sometimes you might be led into that. Is that what you're saying?
I guess so. You know, 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever broken up with somebody, gotten back together with them? Was it a good experience? Was it bad? What happened? You can call or text. All this talk about J-Lo, Ben Affleck getting back together. You don't know if it's real or not. But the truth of the matter is sometimes you should get back with an ex, but most of the times you shouldn't, right?
Yeah, a lot of times it's it's a tough thing to go back and act like the situation is going to be any different. How much do people truly change? On the other hand, it's going to be hot and heavy for a few days. You'll get all that physical thing going on that you haven't had for a while, all that pent-up feeling you had with that person.
Mm.
You've got experience. But after that, then, like, you actually have to have a conversation.
Right. Well, I mean, I have one of my best friends. She broke up with her boyfriend for years, and then they got back, and they've been happily married for over a decade. They've got two kids together.
And we should be clear here. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez live in a different world, right?
True.
So they can fly in, be hot and heavy for 5-6 days in Montana or whatever, and then fly out and go back to their busy lives. So, you know, things like that can drag on a little bit longer for them than they would for others.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Did you break up with somebody and then get back with them?
Yes.
What happened?
He was so narcissistic. Oh, my God. He shredded me to everyone. I didn't know that he was telling all types of lies. He even had people thinking that I talked about them, everything. Oh, it's bad. People don't want to be my friend no more. They don't want to be bothered with me. Nothing. He was cheating. He was doing all types of stuff, things to make me jealous, everything. Red flags. When you see red flags, stay away.
So when you got back together, like, how did that go? I mean, or was that the second time, not the first time?
Well, the second time, he was trying to be sweet, but his narcissistic traits came back out again.
Yeah, I mean, when you date somebody crazy, they're always crazy.
I gave him twice, three times.
You went back to him three times, because every time they say they're going to change,
well,
but they
of
don't
course.
Change.
Right, that's yes. the thing about somebody like that, right?
Yes. No, it was three times, but, you know, the last time it was, you know, I felt bad because his mother died and he needed somebody there for him. But I found out this man, that mug was doing all types of stuff. So he was ego.
Yeah, manipulator. Right.
Producer John, what happened when you got back with your ex?
It was freshman year of college. I'm there for 2 weeks and I break up with my girlfriend. Terrible thing to do, but, you know, that's what I did.
So wait a minute. The girlfriend that you had, was this a girlfriend before in high school?
Oh,
and
yeah,
you went to college
2 years,
together?
High school sweetheart, whole thing.
Two weeks in, he's like, oh, there's more girls
gone.
Here.
That's what
he did.
Gone. Yeah,
Jerk.
No, it was awful.
Jerk.
So we get back together on Columbus Day weekend, right? Because I'm feeling all sad. I go up to visit.
Because he's had no luck with any of the other girls.
No luck, exactly.
Right.
I go up to visit her at her school a couple of weeks later. I drive hours north to go. I see her. She's in a play. I see the play. I see her after the play. She goes, you know, I've been thinking about it. I think we're done. And I'm like, I'm hours away from my school. I don't have anywhere to sleep.
Perfect.
I had nowhere to sleep. Luckily, this was at UMass Amherst, the #3 party school in the country. So I figured something out that night.
Same. You met another girl.
Oh, no, sorry. That made it sound bad. Not that way, but yes, no. I found a place to sleep.
John's
what
a terrible
jerk.
Person.
It was really...
You deserve everything she
I
gave
100%
you.
Deserve it.
Does anybody feel bad for John?
No.
I don't.
Clearly.
Raise your hands if
clearly.
You feel bad for John. Nope,
you should.
Nobody.
If she was
no
Juliet,
one.
She left with Romeo.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's what happened there.